Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this November 18th, 2022. You have your host, James, here, 10:33 on the clock, and we're welcoming in a couple of people from the Nakusa Public Schools District right now. First up, I want to welcome in Terry Whitmore. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Terry. Appreciate the time. And we have Stacy Russell with us as well. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
We love making new friends. Thank you both for being in today. And as I was telling you guys in our kind of pregame there, we don't get a chance to talk about the Nakusa area enough, and especially the school district. Area. I will admit, for journalistic integrity, I love Nakusa. I'm a big fan of the Nakusa area and the people there. So,
well, we appreciate that.
Might be a little biased about some of these things, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. I love the area. It's one of our beautiful parts of our state, I think, is Nakusa. And, you know, certainly the people there are just hard workers, good people, and really, really care about their family, their community. And I think that I bring all that up because of the things we're going to talk about today with the school district. So first up, before we dive into some of the things with Stacy, for you, Terry, can we talk just about the school district in general, how things
Absolutely.
Are going?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Actually, I apologize. Terry, what is your exact position?
I am the district administrator.
Thank you. Just want to make sure to get that out there
Absolutely.
For everybody. Given your title in there, it's a nice title. I should get that in there. So, how are things in Nakusa?
They're going really well. We're off to a good start. We've jumped in. We're working on a new strategic plan, we're in a first year of a three-year strategic plan. So I wanted to just inform the audience out there what our vision and mission is right now and what our goals are and what we've been working on. So the vision of our school district is to equip all students to succeed in a diverse global community academically, emotionally, and socially. And our mission is what we're about. Nakusa School District ensures an equitable school culture for every student through guaranteed high-quality and results-focused classroom instruction and individualized social-emotional development support. So what we're going to be talking about today ties back to that, that vision and mission. And everything that we're doing right now, our goals this year are around academic excellence, creating a healthy culture for learning. And then we've really been digging into that equity work, making sure that every student in our schools feels like the schools are theirs.
Yeah.
They see themselves in our schools. So, yeah, we're off to a good start. We're in our second year of using our new athletic facilities that are community supported. And we've wrapped up our fall sports season and are now moving on to our winter sports season. So
it's always exciting.
Yeah, school is in full swing.
Yeah, and the new sports area there, that complex is beautiful. That's really cool to see too. It's these kind of things. I know that they're great for the athletes and fans and families and everything. For many of us that may not have a kid in school right now or a kid in school in Nakusa, when I see those kind of things, I see a community investing in their schools, investing in education, caring about the education of youth and all that. That alone is worth it to me, let alone all the other benefits that come with it. And when you see that, and you see this example of that, I think that it would be common knowledge to say that your position, what Stacy does, really anybody involved in the education system, it's not easy work. You do it because it's a passion. You do it because you love what you do. That doesn't mean that that can carry you through every day. So the little victories, the things that you see from the community of the support like that, I imagine it can be very rewarding and help
Absolutely.
You get you through those harder days.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what are some other things that you would like to touch on with the area that you want the audience to know?
Well, I think one thing that's really important to me, and that this is going to kind of spill over into talking about WISE, which is one of our charter schools in the district, is really trying hard as a district to meet kids where they're at and move away from the traditional one-size-fits-all school. And so what we've really been working hard to do is not only in our classrooms create classroom environments that are welcoming and conducive to students and their different learning styles or different strengths, but also look at other schools that perhaps would better serve kids and their strengths.
Interesting.
So that's been something that we've been focusing on this year. We're really working hard on an initiative where the whole district is doubling down and coming to grips with how we can do things systemically as a district versus, you know, as schools, schools working independent of each other. So we've got some district teams that are working together to really create systems so that more kids can be successful. And WISE is one of those schools that certainly offers something different for kids and families. So
I'm looking forward to talking about that and just charter schools in general.
Right.
It's interesting to me to hear that, Terry, because I guess, again, not having kids in school and everything, my kids are in their 20s or up there and stuff. They don't need me anymore. When it comes to that, I think of when, you know, our generations and when we were growing up and the way school was. And I never thought about it that way, but you're right. It really was a one size fits all kind of lesson plan in that.
Yeah.
I teach, and I say that word loosely, compared to being around actual teachers. I teach improv acting and teaching and writing and stuff in Chicago. And we've been dealing with that on that level, on the kind of thing where it used to be when I first started about 10, 11 years ago, it was kind of one size fits all thing. Now we're dealing with people on an individual basis as much as we can and kind of grouping people up more. The class sizes are smaller and there's more classes, but it seems like we're getting better production. We're getting better work out of this. It makes sense that that would be similar to the grade school and high school levels and everything, but I just didn't think about that. I don't think a lot of people have that detachment of not having kids in school, so you're not paying as much of attention to it.
Yeah.
And that leads me into this conversation with Stacy and everything as well, because we were talking about this in our pregame a little bit, the term charter schools. I think it's a common enough term that most people know it by now, but I don't think people know exactly the actual definition of it. We have kind of a broad version of that. Mm-hmm. Can we start there, Terry, and what is a charter school?
Yeah, so charter schools have been cropping up across the nation. Wisconsin has been involved with charter schools for several years, and I've had the opportunity to work and develop a couple of charter schools during my time in education. But charter schools really are meant, from a state's definition, given communities and the state opportunities to, as like a research and development arm of a school district. So in our case, can we create other opportunities that will help more kids be successful in a school pathway?
Yeah.
So in a couple of examples in Nakusa have been doing a project-based STEM-focused charter school. Mm. So we know that kids get excited around STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And so can we submerge kids into experiences around those topics?
Mm-hmm.
And will they accelerate their learning more quickly?
Mm.
Certainly, they're still held accountable to reading and math and those types of things, as a traditional student might be. But it really gives those kids an opportunity to enroll in that school if that is their passion, that's where their strengths lies. So it really is a research and development arm of a school, and it's run by a council. So our school board oversees our whole district, and then a council then, parents, community members, students perhaps, come together monthly. We create a contract between that council and the district, and then the council makes sure that charter school operates according to the contract. So those council meetings happen regularly. We talk about teaching and learning in the context of the charter school and make decisions about the charter school and the staffing and students and all that. So what happens then is that good things happen, and then perhaps those good things can be shared with the traditional school. So, you know, in the project-based learning is the school that we run in Nakusa at our middle school. And so it really has showed our school district an opportunity to get kids into that school that really accelerate around science, technology, and engineering, and math.
That's a fantastic answer, sir. Yeah. That's a great answer right there. And an encouraging answer, too. Like, I knew the definition of charter schools, I felt. And hearing that, I feel like I understand it more. I also feel a little hope from that. Not to say that the system was broken or anything like that. I think it's very easy to, you know, point fingers and have hindsight and all that. Mm-hmm. When we were in school, maybe things could have been different or better or what have you. That's here or there. I'm focused on right now.
Right.
And going forward. And it's great to see that I'm not alone there. That mm-hmm. you know, you, your staff, Craig Broren here in the Rapids area. We've talked with him about these things before too. It seems like the people that are in the education system get it. Like you guys understand that there's more that can be done, more that we can do to reach these kids and to help them have a great futures and great, you know, being great adults. Because I did a little homework for the interview here today, and I found out children are the future. I found this out. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
You guys. I had no idea. I thought I was immortal. I really did. No, it's common knowledge. We've heard this our whole lives. Mm-hmm. It does feel like, though, one of the first times we're really putting our money where our mouth is. We're saying those things. We're talking about the youth and how important it is. We're actually doing going through the effort to find out, well, okay, well, how do we make them better? How do we make their lives better? And
right.
Again, as I started out before, we get this this detachment the longer we're away from school and the farther away, and especially if you don't have kids in school, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind a little bit. Getting people involved, that group of people, those people out there that don't have those things, that personal tie, getting them engaged and involved in these situations and caring about these things, whether it's voting on something or it's just being at a school board meeting or anything else, them understanding much more of it. Not only you guys do a great job of that, but I feel like you're doing great by the kids. Mm-hmm. It's about them before anything else. I think that's really noteworthy. I'm really looking forward to talking with you, Stacy, more about this as one of the teachers, the WISE teachers. Right. We'll take a really quick break, just a minute break, come back, and we'll have some more conversation with our friends from the Nakusa Public Schools right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here at WFHR. We've got Terry and Stacy with us from the Nakusa Public Schools, and I appreciate both of the time from you guys again. Thanks for joining us. We were talking a little bit about what charter schools are and kind of using that as an introduction. To talk about the WISE Virtual Charter School. This is one of the, how long has this been around in the Nakusa area?
So, Stacey? WISE Academy has been in for about 10 years, but as an official charter school for about 5.
Okay. And we were just talking there in the break. This started kind of small, but it has grown over the years too. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Right. Hmm. We started off as really a program within the district, within the schools. So we worked with, you know, within the schools, within the students that were part of the Nakusa School District who wanted more of a at-home style education. And it started off with maybe 2 or 3 kids, and now we've grown up to about 220.
Wow. Now, Stacy, what is your specific role with this program, with this school?
Sure. So I'm really kind of the coordinator and a teacher within the school. So I take care of a lot of the enrollment pieces at the beginning when families are coming in, and talk a little bit about, you know, how we can help serve.
Appreciate what you do. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to get into the next part of this, because I think that the natural question is, well, why? Why do we need this? We have a perfectly fine school and all these things. Right. What is the need for this?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of different reasons why families would choose to go to a virtual charter school and go a virtual route. A lot of it usually, you know, kind of centers on, for our families, it becomes more of a lifestyle where, you know, families are wanting to do learning at home. And it can look like a lot of different things. It can be more traditional style learning, mm-hmm. and it can be more project-based. We've got some families that actually do their learning through large projects, like entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. and you know, and starting their own businesses. So there's a lot of differences between our families.
Yeah, there's certainly more options for parents nowadays when it comes to the school system. Used to be kind of private, public school was pretty much it. There was a very small percentage of kids that were homeschooled at a certain point. Mm-hmm. Now that number has risen quite a bit. And as you touched on, there's a lot of reasons for that and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think those are some of the few things that might be common knowledge by now of why parents are not even touching on COVID or anything like that. It's just in social issues, different things like that. And certainly there is the part of it where kids, maybe they learn better that way and finding that out. So when it comes to all these kind of things, it does seem like, okay, and not only is it good that we have this, it's good we've had this program, this school for a while now. That's mm-hmm. very encouraging to hear. It's very good to hear. How has the job changed over the years?
That's a great question. So it's changed quite a bit in that we're able to really offer that level of accountability that families are looking for within the traditional public school, but yet for them to be able to put those same kind of ideas at home. So really our role has changed in kind of starting off as more of a support mm-hmm. to more of a real collaboration and partnership with families.
Yeah. So what are some of the services that are offered through this school?
Sure. We offer we really, when a student comes to Wise Academy, we really sit down and we work with parents and with the student to create a learning plan and a learning pathway that fits mm-hmm. their learning styles and fits what their goals are. And through that learning plan, then we match them up with curriculum that meets their needs best.
And I think a big part of that is we can work with the families to find a curriculum that will capitalize on the student's strengths versus when you come to brick and mortar.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we're doing everything we can to individualize and support each student with their needs. But at home, you know, we find a lot of parents actually are staying home and working with their kids as their full-time job. Mm. So how can you trump that yeah. in a public school, right? When you've yeah. got a mom that perhaps was a teacher that's now staying home and working with her kids, and they're out doing field studies and traveling around the country. So,
right. Too often we felt like education in some ways was more deficit-based, you know? Yeah. If you're struggling in this area, we're just going to make you do more of that area. Whereas, you know, we're able to kind of tailor their learning towards their strengths. So we can pick up some of those challenges. Instead of by doing more of those things, we can pick them up by, you know, connecting it to their strengths.
Which feels like a great build-up to hopefully them continuing with their education and going off to college or what have you, a trade school, a tech school, right. any of those kind of things.
Right.
It seems like, because that's what college, tech schools, that's what that's all about, is mm-hmm. gearing your education towards whatever field you want to get in. Mm-hmm. It feels like we're getting ahead of that a little bit for these kids, which is never a bad thing. It gives them a little bit of more insight into that world and hopefully even sparks something in them to want to continue their education. So, I mean, that alone seems like a great thing, a great idea for it and everything. But I as a parent, do mm-hmm. want to ask, too, what about graduation? How does that affect graduation? How does that affect yeah. your credits to be able to get into a tech school or a college or something? Is there any fall off from that?
Absolutely. That's another great question, because our families, our high school students, are still getting a traditional diploma. They're still, for the most part, they have they have the ability to connect with the tech schools and with the colleges and get credits early, which is really a great way to get them a head start. So oftentimes, a lot of our students end up transferring into some of those institutions. And, and it works out really, really well for them to get the diploma along with some of those college credits that they need.
Yeah, and I think another important part is, because it's not the traditional route, right?
Yeah.
Virtual schools always. Yeah. We really help our parents and kids understand if you know you want to go to UW-Stevens Point, check in with them right. to make sure that you have all your mm-hmm. T's crossed and mm-hmm. I's dotted
yeah.
so that you're prepared for the experience at
it's exciting,
the university.
Actually. And the more we talk about it, and I did my homework before the interview and everything, and I found it really interesting, but I didn't get the excitement part. Just talking to you guys, I'm excited for these kids. I'm excited for our future for mm-hmm. these kids and everything. I also like something else that you mentioned, Terry, that I hadn't thought about beforehand, too. The idea that a school like the Wise Virtual School, things happening there, oh, that seems to be working really good for them. Maybe we incorporate that in the public school system, that kind of thing. I don't mean to put this in a bad way or anything, for lack of a better word. It is a petri dish kind of test to see how this works. And, oh, that seems pretty good. We should incorporate that there. I hadn't even thought about that. I think that's magical. That's
it
awesome.
Is. That, yes.
We don't have a lot of there's so many things in life we don't have a chance to try them out until real live time. And being able to do that with something like this while also continuing these kids kids' education is just it's magical. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, and we, as the charter teachers, we also take away from the traditional public school teachers,
right,
too.
Right.
So it's a really great collaboration between, because you know, some of the teaching strategies that, you know, that we run into where we're having children struggle, we're able to connect and be able to help remediate and do interventions.
And I have to say, you know, look, there's a lot of kids. there's a lot of kids out there. And while we're talking about the Nakusa area and that specifically, that is a smaller town, but that has a quite abundance of kids. I think about where in this conversation, researching it and talking with you both about it, I can't help but go back to my youth and growing up in Chicago and the way the school system was there. And it's not picking on it or anything, but I was in grade school going to school with junior high and high school kids. Mm-hmm. There was no separation. It really mm-hmm. was that one size fits all kind of thing. And there are so many kids I can think of, almost the majority of them, that would have benefited from having something like that WISE Virtual School available. I feel like, if anything, we're a little, not here, I'm not saying specifically here in Wisconsin or Nakusa or anything like that, but it feels like this is something that could have been going on many, even years ago. So let alone it's so beneficial now with all the different things that parent and child face. There's a lot out there. I think sometimes there's this pushback that if we're recommending or talking about one thing, that means that the other thing doesn't work or isn't good. That's not the case.
That is not true.
Not true at all. A big, big, big supporter of public schools. I have nothing against private schools, just huge supporter of public schools and the benefits of going to public school. I'm a big believer in that. So I don't want that to get miscued here or anything like that. These are things that are adding and enhancing to each other and everything. Mm-hmm. You've got a great vehicle that runs just fine. You put snow tires on there to get around in this time of weather and everything. It doesn't change the vehicle, just enhances it.
Right.
That's a little bit of what's going on here with this, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think one thing for the audience to understand is a lot of people consider virtual schools with completely online.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, some kids do well online.
Yeah.
And if you look at the research across the country on virtual charter schools, you'll see mixed reviews. Certainly if parents and families want online tools, we've got online tools, we have access to online tools, but a lot of our families are digging in and using authentic real life books and texts that certainly we perhaps used when we were in school, but they're able to really give support at mm-hmm. home and perhaps bathe those experiences in field studies, etc. And the other thing I think that's a big part of WISE is us offering field studies around the state. So we've got one of our teachers that really specializes in getting cool experiences around the state so that people can travel and learn more about the state and great things happening. As a matter of fact, I know we were talking yesterday about there's a virtual tour coming up on the Hormel meat plant to understand how Spam is made.
Oh, wow.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Does that have an age limit? Does that have
we'll sign you up.
That's really good. It also, and just even something like that, is a great example of the flexibility creatively you can have with that, with the virtual schools of teaching and everything, while, again, helping them continue that education that's so vital at that age, and not just... kind of not just letting them have a passing grade just for a passing grade's sake. No, this is about the tailored teaching, design teaching, if you will, of it being more of as specific as it can be to a particular student. I think that one of the first things that pops in my head when it comes to the types of kids that are going to benefit from this, we're understanding more and more about the autism and that spectrum and everything under the Asperger spectrum, really. And as we learn more and more about that as a society, it's going to be beneficial to be able to offer more options for kids when it comes. And that's just one thing I'm talking about. There's so many other different things that we could be talking about and dissecting and breaking it down by case by case kind of
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
So it can only benefit our youth. It can only benefit our kids. And as we talked about earlier, you know, they are going to run things one day. Some of them aren't even waiting. We got a Gen Z already running things in Orlando area and everything. So it makes our society, our future, that much stronger, these programs, these kind of things, these schools and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
As we're wrapping up, is there a way that people can contact you guys if they have follow-up questions or just want to know some more about what we've talked about today?
Yeah, absolutely. They can check us out online, and that is NicusaSD.net. And certainly the information that is online will lead you to an email or a phone call. But you can always call the district office at NICUSA at 715-886-8000. And certainly they can ask for me, Terry Whitmore, and I can direct them to our staff to learn more about what we offer.
Really appreciate the time today, you guys. Great work. Stacy, Terry, both of you, thank you so much for what you do for our communities and just hanging out with us today. Appreciate the time. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
We'll talk again real soon. You guys did too good of a job. We're going to have to bring you back. You're going to have to come back now. Sorry. But thanks
all right. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll have more Morning Magazine and more great stuff for you next week right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.